Tattva Darshan, June 2010. We hear Bhagavatam describes three Haridasas. Although there are so many dasas of Hari, so many servants of Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, Lord Hari, described and glorified throughout the pages of the Bhagavat Puran, if we look at all the 18,000 verses together, we will see that only three personalities are glorified as Haridas. One is Yudhisthira Maharaj, and the other is Uddhav, and the third is Giriraj, Haridas Varya. In the Bhagavatam, only uses the Sanskrit term Haridas to describe three different devotees. One is the saintly Yudhisthira Maharaj of the Pandavas. In 10th canto, chapter 75, verse 27, Haridasasya Rajarshe Rajasuya Mahodayam Naivatripyan Prasham Santa Piban Martyo Mritam Yata. Shukamoni said, O Prakshit Maharaj, just as a mortal person continues to drink nectar without ever becoming satiated, in the same way all those great rishis and sages who are praising the Rajasuya Yajna of Srihari's servant, the saintly Yudhisthira Maharaj, are also never satisfied. So here, Yudhisthira was awarded the title Haridas. He is one person who is known as Haridas. And then the other personality who is known, or person who is known as Haridas, is Govardhan. O Sakis, Govardhan is the crown jewel. He's the best or the topmost of all of Srihari's servants. And this is proclaimed by Srimati Radharani herself in the Venu Gita, 10th canto, chapter 21, verse 18. Hantaya Madhura Bala Haridasa Varyo Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramodha Manam Tanoti Sahago Gana Yosta Yor Yat Paniyasu Yavasa Kandara Kandamule. Radharani said, O Sakis, this hill Govardhan is the crown jewel of Srihari's servants, Haridas Varya. Blessed is the fortune of Giri Govardhan. By the touch of the lotus feet of our Pranavallabha Shyam and Baladev Prabhu, who are most pleasing to the eyes, Sri Giriraj Govardhan is blossoming with delight and supplying crystal clear water, soft grass, wonderful caves, and varieties of roots and fruits and juices and nectar drinks. By thus serving Sri Krishna and Balaram, who are surrounded by the cowherd boys and cows, Giriraj Govardhan highly honors them. So Radharani is saying here that the two other Haridasas, there's Yudhisthira and Uddhav, they're Haridas, but Giriraj alone is called Haridas Varya. Varya means that he is the best among the servants of Lord Hari, who steals away the mind. Radharani is saying, Hantayam Adrir Abala Haridasa Varyo. He's saying, Hanta, Hanta, oh, gopis. And she's pointing with her index finger, see this Govardhan. Abala, Abala. Radharani is addressing her fellow girlfriends, her sakis and gopis, saying abala, which means those who have no bala or power to serve Krishna like Govardhan does. So Yudhisthira is Haridas and Govardhana is the best of Haridases. But then we hear about Uddhav, and he's so dear to the Lord. As Radharani is saying that Giriraj Govardhan, who was actually Krishna himself, is so dear to her and dear to Hari, as being simultaneously Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Govardhanand Hari. And he's also Giriraj, he's simultaneously Bhakta and Bhagavan, the greatest Haridas, Haridas Varya, the greatest devotee of the Lord, and also the Lord himself. But in this verse from the Uddhava Gita, Krishna is proclaiming directly Sakshat Shiksha, Uddhav, Sakshat Shiksha. Lord Sri Krishna is proclaiming directly to Uddhava that he is more dear, that Uddhava is more dear to Krishna than Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi, and even his own self. He says in 11th canto, Uddhava Gita, chapter 14, 15, and he's also proclaiming him as Haridas, he's saying that Natata me priyatama atma yonir nashankaraha nacha sankarshano na shvir naivatma cha yata bhavan. Krishna is saying to Uddhava, my dear Uddhav, you are my very closest friend. No one is as close to me as you are. Not even the self-born Brahma, Atma Yoni. Not even Shankar, my brother. Not even Shankar, Lord Shiva. Nor my brother, Sankarshan, Baladev. Nor the other half of my body, Shri. Indeed, not even my own self is as dear to me as you are. So Uddhava's position is so high, so much glorified. And, of course, Uddhava is also mentioned as a Haridas. He's the third Haridas in the entire Bhagavatam. He's only three personalities are glorified by Shukadev with the phrase Haridas. And that's mentioned in 10th canto, chapter 47, Brahmar Gita, verse 56. Saridvana girir jonir vikshan kusumitandruman krishnam sam smarayan reme haridaso prajokasam. Uddhava wandered around Braj with the Brijvasis, sometimes going to the banks of the Yamuna or walking in the forest or roaming on Giriraj Govardhan. And sometimes he was meandering happily amongst the trees, laden with colorful, fragrant flowers. And every place he went, Uddhava, Haridas Uddhava, he asked the Brijvasis about what pastimes that Krishna performed in that particular place, or Leela Stali. And as the Brijvasis spoke about the Lord of their heart, they became overwhelmed with ecstasy by speaking these pastimes and remembering those sweet leelas of the Lord, Madhurya Leela. Oh, how dear is this Haridas Uddhava to Krishna. Now this is the position of Haridas. Now the question may be asked, how is it that when Krishna left this world, he didn't take Uddhava with him, who's dearer to him than his own self, even more dear than Lakshmi. And his brother Balaram, his bosom brother, and Lakshmi and Shankarshan and Lord Shiva and Brahma. Why did he leave Uddhava behind if he's such a great devotee? And no one's more dear to him. Actually, he wanted Uddhava to give special teachings to the devotees, The devotees living at Bhadrik Ashram in northern India never had the opportunity to associate directly with Krishna during his 125 years on the earth. So Krishna decided when he was leaving this world in his Moshala Lila, he wanted to offer his association by sending his representative Uddhava, who is practically like Krishna. Krishna himself proclaimed that in 3rd Canto Bhagavatam, chapter 4, verse 31, the position of Uddhava, how he can be Krishna's representative and effectively represent Krishna by going to Bhadrik Ashram. In that verse 431, Canto 3, Lord Krishna said, Nodavon vapi man nyunyo yad guner nardita prabhu ato mad vayunam lokam grahayan ihatishtatu. Uddhava is not inferior to me in any way. He is never affected by the modes of material nature. As such, he may remain in this world to disseminate specific knowledge about me. So as Krishna and his associates, his Nitya Parishads, whenever they come to this world, they come to teach transcendental knowledge and elevate the conditioned souls and liberate them and perform their individual pastimes with the Lord and relish various ecstasies and attract the devotees and please and satisfy the devotees. So Krishna didn't take his beloved Uddhav Mahashaya with him when he left this world because he had a preaching mission, a teaching mission. When Krishna was here, he visited many places on earth and even elsewhere. He went to Vishnu's planet. He went to Mithila, and he met Shutadeva and Bahulasva. He went to the heavenly planets, and he got the Parijat tree for Satyabhama. He went to the lower planets to reclaim Sandipani Muni's deceased sons. He even traveled beyond the borders of the universe to Mahavishnu Loka to reclaim the Brahmana's sons. Wherever Krishna traveled when he was here, he perfected the lives of all those who lived in those places. Anyone who had Sakshat Darshan of Krishna and heard, they also benefited from his philosophical instructions. But somehow or other, Krishna had never visited Bhadrik Ashram Dham, one of the Chardams of the Himalayas. They often talk about the Chardams of the Himalayas. Yamunotri, Gangotri, Bhadrik Ashram, and Kedarnath, Lord Shiva's temple. But in a larger sense, the four Mukti Dhams are the places where one gets Mukti, that are established in the four corners of India. In the south, there is Rameshwaram Dham. In the north, there is Bhadrik Ashram. In the east, there is Jagannath Puri, Sri Ketra Dham. In the west, there is Dwarka Dham. So because Krishna hadn't gone there, he sent Uddhava on his behalf in response to the eagerness of the sages to see him. Now Krishna had imparted special teachings to Uddhava in the Uddhava Gita, and so he wanted him to go there and remain after his departure and give that transcendental knowledge.